What's good, listeners? Welcome to the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Bunker Edition. How's my amazing co-host Marissa Pitts doing? How you doing, fam?
Amazing, as usual. Beautiful, sunny California day, less humid. I've been dying in
humidity. Yeah, it's been like hazy on a level. It's been weird. We're getting some crazy rainstorms or thunderstorms, I must say, in Big Bear. What the heck is going on? But hey, we got a great show for everybody that's tuning in live. But before we even begin the show, since you're joining us live, you might as well hit that like and subscribe button so you never miss a live show. And we're excited to be here programming live out of Los Angeles, California. And we always like to do this at the start of the show because on this day, believe it or not, the first Friday of every August is celebrated as International Beer Day. I don't know about you, CCS family, but I'm going to have to grab myself a 30-rack of Budweiser after hearing that, fam. Very jazzy. On this day in 1975, the first all-female hard rock band is formed when producer Kim Fowley puts together The Runaways, featuring Jonah Jett and Lita Ford. You might remember that little call-in from our very first Off the Fret episode with the Blowies. And we want to give a big shout out again to a huge guest that's coming back. He's returning. He's got a brand new LP called 50 Acres and a Cadillac. That is rapper EC Main. We are looking forward to chatting him up during our Strike a Chord segment. And also don't forget to check out our Off the Fret more music talk podcast featuring Animal Son as we talk about their brand new LP, Generation Waiting, out today. And let's surpass it to the 6,000 views this weekend, fam. But hey, stick around. The show is just getting started. So let's roll it, Marissa. What's good, listeners? Returning on Strike a Chord from Bastrop, Texas, is rapper EC Main live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show. Also, check out our fifth installment of Off the Fret, more music talk, featuring indie pop band Animal Son, out now wherever you listen to podcasts. And as we get his audio and his video on in, we got the one and only rapper EC Main with us. So how you doing, fam?
All right, we got to see.
I know he's coming alive, baby. But hey, we might as well hype the listening audience as he figures out all his little technical glitches. EC Main's got a brand new LP out right now called 50 Acres and a Cadillac. And I see look at the grills, baby. Look at them grills. Great job, baby.
I own this motherfucker. Goddamn, I got to see you. What's up, y'all?
What's up? How you doing, my dude?
You know, I don't even need the light for this shit.
Damn, that's right, baby.
Love it. What's up, dude?
You know, we out here. You know, I'm back live. I'm back active and attractive, man.
I was awesome.
A little slump, you know, all that Miss Katie talk, like with y'all and everybody, you know, when it got around Thanksgiving and I sat in that house and that was the first holiday I ever spent without that lady in 30 years.
Yeah, man.
All that gangster EC, man, strap guard, all that.
So what is that? Is that out the window? No more strap guard? No. I mean, are we smoking and riding?
Back, but I'm just speaking about that time. And then when I interviewed with y'all, it was like kind of right after that I was coming, I was getting my mojo back, man, because they did.
Getting your mojo. Okay, I see you. That's no problem, because I know
head of BMI every day, you know, Broadcast Music Incorporated. Michael Jackson was with BMI, Selena. You know, I'm with
the hit. Hey, snap, dude. Congratulations. That's huge. Like, really, really cool, man.
We'll make it happen, baby. I think that is so cool. And I know in private you reached out to Marissa and I wanting to come back on again because, you know, you kind of like were sounding like you weren't happy with your very first appearance, but now you're back on. So, like, what's on your chest? Like, talk to me. What's going on, my dude?
Second appearance when I came on the Thunderstorm show.
Music Storm.
That's what I wasn't happy with, that one. You know what I'm saying? That's why I wanted to come back. Because, man, y'all were used to the first one. We were live. You know, you're like, you live in a high life like Mac Miller.
I'm
back living that high life nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I think it's cool.
And
think
you
this
came
is
to L.A. Also in between that and now. And how did you like L.A.?
Oh, man, I was just in L.A. in April. You know, I got the red carpet treatment. You know, my people been waiting on me to come to L.A. But like I said, I was on probation for so many years, for 10 years. Hell, I was like a damn, you know, like I got chickens now. You know, I got if you tie the rope to a rooster and then for like a couple of days and then you take it off, you still going to stay in the same spot because he doesn't know where to go. Like,
right.
So my homegirl was like, yo, come on, I'm going to take you out to L.A. Her cousin hooked us up with a 2021 Benz rental.
Woo! Oh, man.
I went down Figueroa. I said, I want to go to Figueroa. I want to go see the hood. I want to go to South Central. I want to go see what
well,
I saw.
Well, that's cool, man. But hey, you know, let's talk about your record, because I think, you know, your brand new LP, 50 Acres in a Cadillac, is out now on all audio streaming services. And as a whole, what's this record all about?
Okay, 50 Acres in a Cadillac. I dropped it on Juneteenth. If you know your Texas history, Juneteenth is the day that the slaves were released from Texas. Texas was the last state to get the memo that we were free. The whole United States is free, and Texas is still slaves. So in reparation, they said, here, we're going to give each family 40 acres and a mule. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, hey, I want 50 acres in a Cadillac.
Yeah. Hey, that's that New York
thing. See, that's cool. Like, I would have never known that hidden reference. I think that's really cool that you correlated it with your release date and the album title. And I think that's so cool. And, you know, EC, man, I'm beyond excited to be able to announce this right now on Strike a Chord. But we're going to have the world premiere of your music video, All of My Emotions, happening right now on the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show. And how are your emotions? Are you feeling angry? Are you envious? Are you anxious and excited? Talk to me. What's going on?
I made that song because, you know, I've been on some little love. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get back on my strap guard. You know, and as a guard, I have to.
And how do you become that strap guard?
You have to love everybody, man. You have to show love, and you have to give love, even when love isn't giving back to you. That's how you get your blessings. I'm like Zeus, like Thor, like Zeus. I'm not saying I'm a god, like the one god that everybody praises.
You're like a deity.
I'm a deity. That's what I am. Yes, yes. A demigod. I'm kind of like Loki. You know what I'm saying?
Yay, Loki's my favorite. Yes.
Come on, man, that's me. And that's me. I'm Loki. He's in me every day, you know?
So you just bottle up all your emotions in one, and this
so
is
I'm
really
I know right now how I've been feeling. You know, when I'm with McKelly, you know what I'm saying? That's she like my Griselda Blanco back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So we're out the game now. So and when she's down with my acting bad LLC, you know, she flew me out to LA. Like, this is how I felt after I came back from LA. All of my emotions, like.
I think that's so cool, man. I think it's that time.
Player stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a minute since I felt like that. You know what I'm saying? So I had to make a video about it.
Well,
so
I can already tell. I mean, you know, your personality, it feeds off everybody, my man. And, you know, and again, Marissa and I were so honored to be able to have that opportunity to showcase the world premiere. Again, CCS family, the world premiere of EC Main's brand new music video, All in My Emotions. So, Marissa, when you're ready, let's make it happen, fam, on the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's get it, baby. Going. Let's get it going.
That was
the world premiere happening right now on the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show.
When I met ya, played it cool, wasn't really trying to sweat ya. But then again, the way to go, fit the tone of your skin. Know you see the diamonds in my teeth when I grin. Probably think I'm one of them bullshit men, just trying to get in. Now I'm trying to get to know you. Don't believe me? Well, I guess I gotta show you. Damn, on that candy, blue lights. What you doing? Where you at? You should come through and act bad. What you doing on the scene? Hey, I'm a king, you a queen. Hey, think I see you in a dream. Hey, think I need you on my team. Hey, and I think you're kinda pretty. See so you better live in 30. Love it when you're talking dirty. Glasses on, looking nerdy. See you stressed. I just wanna see you. Crazy how you were sent to me. Got me feeling it was meant to be. Is it love? Is it lust? Been betrayed many times, hard for me to trust. But it's just something about you. Make it hard to doubt you. Like I'm rolling on a pill. That's the way. way you make me feel. Tell me what you want from me. Say you dig and look easy. Acting bad, man, it's my year. Girl, the future looks so clear. Ain't bad with a pale. All night long, let's hit the scene, baby. Go on strong, chillin' with my broad, and you already know. If you wanna reach me, hit me on the down low. If I don't call back, don't put on the show. In the city, been a corner slow, jamming on some Big Mo. This is my song for real, no doubt. I'm on three jiggers and I'm feeling peeled out. Seen you from afar, tryna find out who you are. I'm up in the Benz, come and hop inside the car.
Yeah, that's what's good. That is the world premiere of EC Mane's brand new music video, All In My Emotions. And this is Strike A Chord, where if you physically or digitally pick up that record, you're going to know these tracks. And we got EC Mane with us right now. And you got to check out
his brand new LP. iPad Pro, man. I don't know how to work this. You know, I'm country as hell.
Yeah, hey, that was really good, EC Mane.
Hey, how y'all think about that?
Good production quality, everything, man. Well, that was good.
I noticed the music visuals. You got the blue light on you, like you Candy Blue, you know, Candy Screw Baby. I see you, but
I groove out to your song. I would groove.
No, I think it's so cool, man. And you know, since we got you here and you are a returning guest, I feel like we got to have some industry talk, because I know Marissa and I, we definitely were on two sides of the aisle when it came to this conversation, when it came to Beyonce. But I can't remember a time in history where people are calling for the change of lyrics and music. And would you change
like right
your
when
lyrics?
It dropped. Like, but right hold on.
But let me set up the question, Marissa. Hold on, like, yeah. Because you know, like, I can, and that's true. Like, right when Beyonce dropped that song, Heated, like, full on backlash came towards her because you know people were calling for her to change the lyrics. And so, let me throw this at you, EC Mane. If you had the opportunity, would you change your lyrics if you received backlash like Beyonce?
No. I'll be like, if you don't like my new shit, you can go jam my old shit. But if you, really, you don't have to jam none of my shit. If you who do jam it? One.
So you're okay with that stance, Marissa?
Didn't you hear me? I said I would not have changed my lyrics. That's just what I said.
I'm not changing
but
nothing.
I said the word spaz is derogatory.
But if people are so offended by the word spaz, but then you have that stance, I guess that's kind of confusing. Because
so
like,
how is it confusing? You and I argued about where spaz came from.
Because that's what I say is ignorance. When you're not knowledgeable on a subject, if you don't know what the word means, you need to educate yourself, because the Google meaning is not what the streets, because my people don't talk on Google. Like, we started all this, you know what I'm saying? Sipping syrup, sipping drink. My cousin DJ Screw started all that sipping syrup. You know what I'm saying? Like, cough syrup. Like, they were like, my people used to talk about Screw. Like, what the hell? He's drinking cough syrup and he's smoking and vomit fluid. Like,
but don't you think it's kind of funny that people were all offended by this whole spaz on that ass line, but like, don't have a problem? Or don't put that same energy into Cardi B's WAP. I mean, I just thought it was kind of funny. I mean, she's got a line here where it says, make a pretty girl talk that, whiskey till I'm tipsy, glitter on my kitty. I mean, you would have thought that some people would be offended by her degrading women, but they have a problem with this one word?
NWO is a legendary group. And listen to their album. Eazy-E got to go to the White House. Eazy-E got to the White House and talked to Ronald Reagan.
Like, that's a good point. I mean,
all the lyrics. I mean, the music has been so degrading and so ugly for so long. That's why when I came out with Candy Blue Light Screw, I was trying to change the game. So that a person like me who may use foul language in my regular speaking, because I curse words to use because I speak passionately and I like to get my point across. You know, if you say something in a cuss word, somebody gonna feel
but
you.
But she's not using it in the way that you're saying it, though. She's saying it in a sexual way.
Spazzing means going crazy. Like in the streets, they'll be like, oh, EC out here spazzing again. Like,
that's what I thought too.
And then where it came from is a derogatory term for spastic, for people who did not act normal because they were not in control. That's where it originally came from.
No, and we totally get your point, Marissa. And I guess, you know, because we know where you're getting at, EC Mane, about how you want to change your lyrics. But do you see more artists continuing this trend like Lizzo and Beyonce is doing right now?
I mean, that's the people who care about other people's opinions. I don't care about another human or another man. Boy, they crucified Jesus Christ. God sent his son down here, and man crucified him. That's what my grandma told me. Boy, if they did it to Jesus, what do you think they'd do to you? You care what a man say? Man, what can they tell you? Because I used to be real self-conscious about myself in the neighborhood. You know, like, oh, I can't wear this because they're going to say, oh, look at EC, he got this on. And I'm nah, now I don't care. Look at me. Get on Google. Get some money. I say, saying, go get some money. Get you some millions and billions.
Well, and like I said, and I talked about Chris about this too, is I don't even think.
She's right now and her man has her taken care of.
Yes. And she's so out of loop, in my opinion. I think she's so rich. She's so in a whole different world than what we work in. I don't even think she knew Lizzo changed her song. And I think when her team found out and like, oh, we better do this. And that's when they did it. I don't think she should have changed the song. My personal opinion. But I understand the anger. I understand. And if she wanted to change the song, it's her right.
That's why you shouldn't allow other people to be involved in your company who are not close to you. That's why I run Acting Bad Music. They're all my family, my friends that I've known a long time. Like, I don't see other people, other artists that got like these managers and stuff. They're running social media. They can't I can't even DM some people. Like, I'm like, what the hell? I might want to say some personal shit.
Well, that's why, you know, I feel like Lizzo had to go into crisis control because she's got a show that's being nominated for the Emmys. And so, you know, Beyonce, she's got a larger career span. So she doesn't necessarily have to speak up. She just quietly behind the scenes removes the lyrics, changes a sample from her music, ignores because Monica Lewinsky.
to the people. That's people who are really trying to please people. And that should show their character that they really want to please their fans by changing it. Because a motherfucker like me don't give a damn.
Well, I still believe because go, honestly, I don't think Beyonce writes any of her music recently. And really? So why would she care if she changes a word if she didn't put her soul in those lyrics?
Well, that's
a
problem.
Anybody who's a lyricist who knows about writing would have probably stood against it because
her management's not looking out for it. But like, you know, we could go off about the whole Beyonce thing for like so long, but.
Houston is an hour away from Smithfield. You know, my cousin Screw went to Houston and took over Houston. You know, Beyonce was on Screwed Up Click songs before she was even with Jay-Z. She has a song with Lil O called Can't Stop, Destiny Child. They have a video and everything. Beyonce
nice.
With the Screwed
and
Up
Click. And trust me, we all know that Lizzo and Beyonce are totally great gals.
Destiny Child music, that was the real Beyonce. You know, this music now, they have writers. But if I can have somebody write a song for me and I can make a million, hell, I'd do it too.
I love the honesty, EC man. And, you know, let's go ahead and play one of my favorite tracks from 50
like
Acres.
Travis Scott, everybody else working hard in Houston, like stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and there's a lot of people working, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is she under the magnifying glass? If you're going to judge one, you should judge all. If you're going to clean up one goddamn song, you might as well clean up every damn song now.
Well, that's why I'm afraid this is turning into a Tipper Gore situation. It's like, where the fuck's Dee Snider to come up in front of Congress and be like, this is totally crazy that we're trying to censor music? That's why
freedom
I feel like
speech,
this is
right?
Exactly. And I feel like this is a very dangerous slope. And I don't like the idea that people are changing terms and definitions, whether you want to call it street slang or dictionary, whatever. But hey, let's play the opening track to 50 Acres and a Cadillac. This is my favorite song off the album. This song is called Blades. And Marissa, let's go ahead and play that opening track live on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show.
And I want to show you how you all look like beautiful stars tonight.
I stay on my grind, now I don't slip up. Haters trip when they see me drill. Smoking 93 in the foreign whip. Ocean views, man, I feel like Nip. Every day's a blessing, ain't no more stressing. Wins and losses, we just take it as lessons. Prayers go up, then blessings come down. Diamonds say cheese, haters rather see me frown. I just came from that place where they sleep on cats. Now I'm out in D-Tine with railing wire. And that's all out this field, I ain't got no deal. Her IG follow was like 1 mil. I'ma pull a new Mercedes with some sexy ladies. Rest in peace, chair the game cold, but it's gravy. Like Yay, man, I had to switch my style up. Hopping like way in the hills, watch the money pile up. Hustle flow like DJ, traffic pimping, rapping. Boys claim to do the same, but they tricks, I know they capping.
Still tryna get this cheese, we still trapping on them BLADs, we still party down in NYC. Let's bring it all the way home. Still tryna get this cheese, we still trapping on them BLADs, we still party down in NYC. Let's bring it all the way home.
Texas still got a thick one like Texas toast. Grandmama say, baby, bless your soul. DJ School, play the record slow. Letting out the air, nigga, shut the door. You fucked up once, need a second go. If you don't jump off the porch, you might never know. No, you might never know. Oh, shit, I used to hit Harlem off a phone. Bits, 2X, 3X, it all fits. Late the school flies, nigga, in the office. All through the 90s, hitting licks in Austin. Still made an impact, it was automatic. I got Pokemon and Jordan 13 holographics. You know TV, no antenna, I want all the static. So dope, went to the store when I bought all the baggies. Kitty, that nigga still the biggest wheel. Wood grain, the feeling's real. Still
trying to kick this cheese. We still trapping on them BLADs. We still party down in NYC. Let's bring it all the way home. Still trying to kick this cheese. We still trapping on them BLADs. We still party down in NYC. Let's bring it all the way home.
What I'm smoking, got my eyes closing with my trunk wide open. Girl, I'm trying to get them thighs soaking. I know your mind on it. I'm trying to roll up, red as zip, like my fly open. When I speak, ain't no lies spoken. We in the ride, poking like I drown. Girl, for too long, you held me down. She from the south side of town. We used to hit Tinseltown. They remember me for wrecking mics down at Victory Grill. Why they hate my where you from? It's a mystery still. Pop my trunk, jam and pill. We eat so many strips. Come follow me, take a glimpse. No skills, we rolling blimps. I keep it real, non-stop. From cash drop to my top. I'm still counting the guap and still acting bad on your block.
Still trying to get this cheese. We still shopping on them BLADs. We still party down in NYC. Let's bring it all the way home. Still trying to get this cheese. We still shopping on them BLADs. We still party down in NYC. Let's bring it all the way.
You know what's good? That is the opening track to EC Main's 50 Acres and a Cadillac. And man, we are running out of time, but I want to make sure to tell the listening audience that this album is out now. You can check it out on all audio streaming services. And real quickly, EC Main, because we really are out of time, let the CCS family know what's good. Where can they follow you on social media?
Follow me everywhere at EC Main, E-C-M-A-Y-N-E. You can really type me in on Google. I come up like George Strait and everybody else.
I like that.
I love it.
Hey, that's the best.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Hey, thank always, you, EC Main. We love always having you back on, brother.
Thank you.
All right, stick around. More left on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Tax Show.
All right, y'all.
We want to give a huge shout out again to the amazing returning guest. That is rapper EC Main, 50 Acres and a Cadillac. You heard it from him himself. He ain't stopping. He ain't going nowhere anytime soon. I think that's cool, BMI. That's really dope.
That's really huge.
Love that. I think that's something very, very special. And we want to thank all of our active listeners for joining us every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, because without your support, this show wouldn't be possible. And for everybody who hasn't checked out or Off the Fret, More Music, More Music Talk podcast, go ahead and check it out today after the show. It's on our YouTube channel, or if you prefer the Audible version, it's on any kind of streaming service podcast that you desire. We're there. That's what happens, baby. And we talk with indie pop rock band Animal Sun as we discuss their brand new sophomore LP, Generation Waiting, out now today. And for anybody that wants to know what next week's guest is, join us on social media as we will give the announcement there. So make sure you follow, like, and subscribe for more updates on The Chris Collins Show. And if you like what you're listening to, go to thechriscollinsshow.com and become a member today and get that free CCS t-shirt. But I want to let you guys know you are loved. Call your buddy. I mean, I know that like sometimes we always have that joke with millennials that we don't like to call the auto mechanic just to schedule our car for an appointment. But you know what? Sometimes those surprise calls can go a long way. So, hey, do your due diligence. Go reach out to a friend or family member. They'll love you for it. But for the weekend, enjoy yourself and stay safe out there, fam. Peace. What's good, party people? Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2022, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Royals.
Yeah. There's got to be a better way.
Hurricane
I
Highway.
Can't imagine you were nothing but what I'm doing.
Cannibal Kids. Amanda Cooksey.
In denial.
Astoria State. Kid Dad. Resounding. Sleep Cycles. Avenues. Freckles. Weather Worn. Just True. Sophia Marie. Music Score 2022. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Peace. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You would look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So,
are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love it. Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace. What's good? I'm Chris from the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show, featuring Cannibal Kids, a Miami indie alternative rock band known for urban exploration and sipping mojitos in the Florida sun. With new music in the horizon, join Off the Fret. More music talk.